together at the moment. It's estimated that one person in every 500 has Parkinson's. That's about 127,000 people across the UK. Much publicity over the weekend about Billy Connolly. Plymouth University is leading a study into a brand new treatment for the condition, which it's hoped could become an effective way of battling Parkinson's. Dr. John Stanford from Plymouth University. Dr. Stanford, good morning.
Good morning. Can I just briefly correct you? I'm from the Cure Parkinson's Trust.
I beg your pardon. I'm so sorry. I should do my research more carefully. And thank you very much for joining us just the same. This trial, what form does it take?
This is what we call a double-blind placebo-controlled trial, which is a bit of a mouthful. The placebo-controlled part means that some of the people who participate in the trial may receive a dummy tablet, so rather than the actual medicine, and this is the way of finding out whether the medicine works. Double-blind essentially means that neither the patients nor the physicians will know precisely which medication or which tablet that the patients are taking until the end of the trial, when we kind of break the code.
Mm. This is a long process, then?
It's the trial essentially will run for nearly 2 years, and hopefully by 2 years' time we'll have some exciting data.
And what are you hoping? I mean, it's always a dangerous thing to ask, but what are you hoping the data will prove?
What we're hoping is that we will find evidence that the drug in question, and the drug in question is simvastatin, which is already available to treat high blood cholesterol. Mm. What we're hoping is that we will demonstrate that the drug has effects on the progression of the illness, not so much on the treatment of the symptoms of Parkinson's, but that hopefully that it will slow down the progression of the condition.
You've had Parkinson's for 9 years, I think.
I have, yes.
How's that progressed?
I don't think I've done too badly, but it's a very variable condition. Some people progress very rapidly, some people barely change over the course of a decade. I'm somewhere in the middle, I think.
And what does that mean in everyday life for you?
Everyday life, it means that I have to take tablets, different combination of tablets, 4 times a day. I have to make sure that I'm careful about my diet. I have to do exercise, probably more than I do, if I'm honest. But and I have to stick to as strict a regime as I can, and essentially everything in moderation.
So it's changed your life from being, like me, pretty self-indulgent into being a disciplined person?
It certainly, I would hope it's changed my life to some extent in that direction.
Looking into the future, Dr. Stanford, can you predict how Parkinson's is going to develop in you?
Very difficult indeed. This is one of the reasons for doing this trial, is that everybody's Parkinson's is different. Some people progress slowly, some people more rapidly, and it's very difficult to progress. To project from one's own data, so to speak, how it'll go in the future. I find, for instance, that it tends to change in steps. I have a period where I'll suddenly get noticeably worse and then sort of plateau out again after that.
Do you get the funding you need?
Sorry?
Do you get the funding you need?
I think there's always scope for more funding in clinical research in Parkinson's. At the Cure Parkinson's Trust, we rely entirely on donations. We receive no money from the government.
Wow. That's hand-to-mouth, isn't it?
Very much so. But at the same time, we fund some very exciting projects, of which this is one.
Well, Dr. Stanford, first of all, personally, good luck. Dr. John Stanford from the Cure Parkinson's Trust.